speaking with Shannon Perrin from Exshaw School. How are you doing today?
Good.
Big announcement from the Alberta Winter Games 2014 committee. They've had a lot of announcements lately. Unveiling the brand new mascot. I understand this is actually kind of a recycled mascot from previous games. Is that right?
Yeah, I think they used the same mascot last year in Stony Plain. And the mascot last year was named Kona. So they were looking for a different name. It's a snowflake. It's actually a pretty neat looking mascot. It's got a big smile on its face. And it came into our class, actually. The kids loved it. So
great. And they were looking for a little local Stony heritage for this new name, weren't they?
Yeah. So my principal, Paula Hansen, asked if my grade 2 class would be interested in helping name the mascot. They were looking for a Stony name for snowflake. So a portion of my class does speak the Stony language at home. So we had a little bit of a brainstorming session where we drew the mascot and the students came up with kind of any name they thought would be good. And then I gave them a homework assignment if their parents spoke Stony at home to see what snowflake might mean in Stony. I think the kids had a little bit of difficulty because there is no actual word for snowflake in Stony.
Okay.
So the closest word was snow, and it turned out to be the word wapa.
And so that's what you've named the mascot?
Yes.
Wapa. Excellent. Was it a really great exercise for your class?
It was good because my class, we actually were up at the Nordic Center for the World Cup this year, and they loved the mascot there. I couldn't keep them away from him. They were following the jackrabbit around all over the place. So they were very excited to get to name this mascot. And when the mascot came into our class, they were, yeah, very excited. And the mascot was really animated, and they loved it.
Excellent. So we have a brand new mascot, Alberta Winter Games 2014, Snowflake, named Wapa, based on the Stony word for snow, named by the grade 2 class from Shannon Perrin at Exshaw School. Thanks so much for joining me on the show this morning, Shannon.
Hey, thank you, Rob.